Chapter 6. The Prostate Gland. Unique to men, the prostate gland is a critical component in the ejaculation process. Yet even to men, this small gland's function is obscure, particularly when one considers that a man can function without one, its location vague and its name often mispronounced. It's prostate, not prostrate. In fact, the prostate is uniquely suited to perform its critical male functions by virtue of its muscular composition and location immediately below the bladder, surrounding the tube that directs urine flow into the penis. The muscular function of the prostate, coordinated with muscles in the bladder, opens and closes the tube through which urine flows from the bladder to the penis. It also helps shut off urine at the bladder, permitting semen to enter the penis during periods of sexual arousal leading to ejaculation. The tube that carries both urine and semen through the penis is the urethra. Urine and semen cannot flow through the urethra at the same time. The prostate and bladder, with help from the brain and other stimuli, determine which it shall be. The glandular function of the prostate is to manufacture a component of the semen, that sticky, milky fluid that spurts from the penis during sexual orgasm. These separate functions of the prostate are known and well understood, but there is much still unknown about the prostate's role and functions. The prostate grows to its normal size, about the size of a walnut, at puberty, and enlarges again at about the age of 50, a normal expansion related to aging. However, the prostate can expand well beyond its normal dimensions. In some cases, it can grow as big as a grapefruit, for reasons that are not clear but are probably hormonal. Such excessive growth, called adenoma, does not involve normal prostate cells but different tissue, connective tissue, muscle and stroma. As adenoma grows, it spreads inward and gradually applies increasing pressure to the urethra, like a squeeze valve. When the urethra is partially pinched off, signs of prostate problems appear. Symptoms are many, almost all of them having to do with urination. Here are some principal symptoms. Difficulty in urinating. Changes in urinary habits, particularly more frequent urination at night. Pain or a burning sensation while urinating. Presence of blood in urine. Irregular urine flow, a stream that starts, stops, stammers, and starts again. Difficulty in stopping urine flow. Persistent presence of dribbles that leave embarrassing spots on clothing. What's more, urination problems in the prostate can lead to related problems in other organs. For example, restricted urine flow in the prostate can put greater demands on the bladder and kidneys. This could lead to bladder infection and, if unattended, ultimately to kidney obstruction and failure. Another sign of potential prostate problems is pain that is not related to urination but is felt in other places. Pain in the lower back, pelvic region or perineum is normal from time to time, but any pain that increases in frequency or intensity should be regarded as a warning. The perineum is the area between the scrotum and the anus, that place most likely to be pinched by a small, narrow or hard bicycle seat. Naturally, the earlier an enlarged prostate is detected, the greater the chance that it can be successfully treated. The body provides some help in detection and treatment, because symptoms generally appear after age 50 and the prostate itself is relatively easy to examine. From an external perspective, the gland can be examined via the rectum, as it is located just inside the anus. In a routine digital finger wave examination, a doctor can feel the prostate to test for irregularities or asymmetry in size and texture, which should be rubbery. The doctor's examination with a gloved, lubricated finger is painless, and for most patients is only slightly uncomfortable. The examination is limited, however, because the doctor can feel only the back side of the gland. A new technique, called transrectal ultrasonography, can obtain more information about the prostate and may prove to be more effective in early detection of prostate cancer, which now is very hard to find in early stages. Ultrasonography uses sonar via a small probe inserted into the rectum. Sound impulses are projected back and forth across the prostate at controlled depths, working back layer after layer and registering the reflected images on a screen like a TV set. The ultrasound machine usually is operated by a urologist, a specialist who deals with urinary tract problems in men and women, and to whom a personal physician refers his patients if abnormalities are suspected. Although promising, however, Transrectal ultrasound examination of the prostate is not yet a proven prostate cancer screening technique. It does aid in guiding biopsy needles to suspicious areas of the prostate, but future studies are needed to determine its real potential. Prostate problems. Benign prostatic hyperplasia. Old man's disease. Fred, a 67-year-old retired lumber broker, was getting up 4 to 5 times every night to urinate. He came to see me partly because he was worried, but mostly because his wife was worried as well as tired of being awakened by his frequent night calls. Sometimes Fred's urine flow was normal, but at other times he was slow to start and slow to finish. He also felt the need to go again as soon as he got back in bed, but return trips produced very little. He said he had cut down on drinking, thinking that it might have had something to do with his condition, but this didn't help much. He also told me that his father and 2 older brothers had had prostate operations. He wanted to know if prostate conditions were hereditary, and I told him that we really don't know. Then Fred and I discussed a transurethral resection, a relatively simple operation, in fact the least complicated of prostate operations, to clear obstructive tissue from his prostate. Fred decided to go this route, and I performed the procedure. And after a while, Fred's urinating returned to normal. Now he gets up only once a night. Some nights, not at all. Fred's condition was benign prostatic hyperplasia, an apparent overproduction of cells within the prostate gland. Growth of adenoma tissue extends inward toward the urethra, and in time can restrict urine flow and block the tube. A patient who was a logger described his condition nicely when he said, "Doc, I can't strip the bark off the tree anymore." Benign prostatic hyperplasia, BPH, affects about 1/3 of men over age 50, more than half of men in their 60s, and as many as 90% of men in their 70s and 80s. The prostate itself has 2 primary growth periods, one during puberty and the next starting about the age of 25. During this second growth period, the prostate may press against the urethra, acting like a hose clamp. Secondarily, the bladder wall can become irritated, and as a result contract when containing only a small amount of urine, this leading to frequent urination. Eventually, if left untreated, the bladder may weaken and lose its ability to empty fully. Then urine remains in the bladder after apparent voiding, or more seriously, one can also go into urinary retention or total stoppage if the bladder fails to initiate urination or to empty itself at all. In addition to urination difficulties, some patients may experience pain with urination or find blood in their urine but experience no pain. Symptoms of this sort should be reported immediately to a doctor. There are many treatment options for benign prostatic hyperplasia. Be sure to carefully discuss what might be best for you with your urologist or physician before deciding on what course you would like to try. Acute prostatitis. Fire below. Roger, a 28-year-old professional basketball player, was overcome during a practice session with what seemed to be a sudden attack of flu. He had alternate chills and fever, muscular aches and pains all over, and discomfort in his lower back and perineum. He had to urinate frequently, and urination was very painful. At times his stream was pink, as if tinted with blood. Finding Roger's prostate gland tender and swollen, the team physician sent him to me. I diagnosed acute prostatitis, a urinary tract infection. It was, in fact, blood that Roger was seeing, and prescribed antibiotics and rest. Within a few days, Roger felt only mild discomfort, and within a week he was back on the court. A follow-up examination revealed no further infection. Acute prostatitis is an infection of the prostate gland caused by bacteria. It can occur in any man from adolescence to old age, and it often hits suddenly. Symptoms usually are a combination of urinary difficulties, as in hyperplasia, and nausea, chills, fever, vomiting, and aches and pains, as in influenza. Antibiotic drugs and rest are an effective treatment. Chronic prostatitis. Pain near the ass. One day in the men's locker room, I ran into Malcolm, an engineer who plays golf where I do. He confided in me that he was having urinary tract symptoms, the same symptoms that he had experienced every year or so for the last 15 years. He had to urinate more often than usual, and felt a burning sensation each time he did. I suggested he come to see me at my office. Telling me more when he came for his consultation, he said he didn't have chills or fever and saw no blood in his urine. Nevertheless, tests indicated a urinary tract infection, which I found to be a low-grade prostatitis. Fortunately, treatment was simple, antibiotics and a warm bath 2 or 3 times a day. He was still able to play golf, but the prescribed treatment took priority over teeing off. Stress is frequently associated with chronic prostatitis, with or without a urinary tract infection. It is a condition that professional men and business executives in high-stress jobs seem prone to acquire. So do truck drivers, who combine the stress of freeway driving with long periods of sitting in a bouncing cab. Antibiotics or urinary antiseptics are effective means of treatment. Congestive prostatitis. Nothing spells relief. Reverend Smith, a 48-year-old celibate clergyman, came in with pains in 2 hard-to-describe areas. One was perineal, which made him feel as if he had been riding a bicycle too long, and the other was suprapubic, which gave him a pain right below the navel. He said he also had to urinate frequently. He confided that he had occasional discharges, usually white or clear, from his penis. He had no history of venereal disease and no outlet for sex except occasional masturbation. Reverend Smith's problem was congestion of the prostate. The congestion is caused by semen that clogs the tube because it hasn't been ejaculated. Frequent, urgent calls to urinate, often resulting in disappointing dribbles, are reported by males from adolescence on, particularly among single men and married men who are separated. Stress and other factors might be cited, but the clearly evident cause is a lack of sex. Doctors may prescribe sitz baths, massage, or antibiotics, but the truth is that masturbation usually will clear the pipeline, just as a good blow will clear a stuffed-up nose.